Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a little confused this morning because I'm looking at these mortgage rates and mortgage applications, and the numbers are going all kinds of different ways. What do we believe here about what's actually happening?
You know, we were talking, if you look back about a month ago, they were talking about mortgage rates move higher for the seventh week in a row. If you look at a report that was this morning, mortgage rates have moved down. It's one of those wait and see. Every article you look at with the election coming, with the gross domestic product, it's almost like the perfect storm. 10 o'clock yesterday, Mr. Trump did his press conference. It's just a matter of time. You really don't know who to believe. There's a lot of options for people out there. We always go back to education. If you have education and a relationship with your banker at Associated Bank, for instance, use a handheld approach. Don't rush into anything. Get the right advice. Might not be the best time to buy a house. You might want to wait a little bit.
So hold my hand and walk me through this. If I were to call you and say, hey, tell me what is really happening here, what would you tell somebody if they called you this morning?
It really is dependent on everyone's individual situation. Are you looking for a condo? Are you eligible for FHA? Are you a vet? You can get a VA loan for 100%. There's help products out there. There are first-time home buyer products out there. You really can't take one set approach. It is a consultative approach. You can't just quote rates. We used to say the days of rates and donuts are gone when you'd go see a realtor. You want to see what kind of clients they cater to. You want to see what kind of clientele is moving in, what area they're moving into. So it is an option where they might be looking for a one-bedroom condo or you might be looking for a six-bedroom house. Look at your market. Make sure you're with the right realtor. We deal with a lot of people that don't have attorneys. Attorneys on a purchase are you have to have an attorney on a purchase for your own protection and for your seller's protection.
Also, you know, we see the mortgage applications, too, are up. Is that because people see these rates moving higher and they're trying to lock in, or was there a holiday effect involved?
You know, if you look at the article that came out this morning, they were talking about the increase in applications over the last 2 weeks. If you look at over the last 2 weeks, it was Christmas and New Year's. You didn't really have a lot of people applying for mortgages. Last week, the purchase application was up 4%, still down 25% from this time last year. So again, if you Google enough, you're going to find the answer you want. Apps are up 4%, down 25%. Refi applications were up 6%, down 31%. We like to look at the positive side. Applications are up. It is up due to the lack of activity during the holidays. It also is that wait and see. You have the inauguration coming up next week. People want to wait and see what happens. Even the bond traders, they're saying the bond traders right now are even pulling back a little bit. They're not going to be as aggressive. They're kind of peeking their heads out of the weeds. And then when things start rolling, you're going to see more. I think you're going to see more people buying. Possibly. And the only reason possibly, you had them, they said that, I think it was 4 years ago. After they mentioned that 4 years ago, we had 6 weeks consistent of rates going down. Janet Yellen had mentioned it was going to go up 2 to 3 more times in 2017. I believe they said that about 4 times last year, and it consistently went down. I honestly don't know how they can make those predictions. If they look at a long-term forecast, like we said, the gross domestic product is supposed to go up. Employment is supposed to continue to increase with more people getting jobs. If what they're thinking is going to happen, more positive actions in the economy, you will see rates go up. Who knows what's going to happen? It's just such a crapshoot. It's that crystal ball that everybody's banking on. But if you look at rates themselves, and I know we talked about this last time, but it's worth repeating, for every $100,000, if your rate goes from 4 to 4.25 on a $100,000 loan, your payment's going to go up $15. So people are so rate sensitive, that's where it comes back to come in the office, see what you're going to buy. It may go up a quarter. If it's a $100,000 deal, it's going to be $15 a month.
Do you often have conversations with folks who are in this for the first time and say, hey, I remember back in the 1980s and the 1990s when we saw rates pretty high. I mean, 15 bucks on that $100,000 is not really a lot of money, is it?
No. And when you look at the millennials, and I mean, the millennials right now are going to be 62% going forward for first-time home buyers, with their average home purchase being $500,000. So again, it comes down to who you're talking to. So you get people that are new in the business or new in the home buying arena that are in their 30s that have not seen rates high, they think 4.5 is just outrageous. But you look at those rate charts back in the 80s, not that I was in the business in the 80s, Steve, but when you look at the rates in the 80s, they were 16, 17%. Yeah. You got to 10%, you thought you were golden.
Yeah, I remember my mom and dad talking about their mortgage back then. It was 16, 17%. Mm-hmm. It was way up there.
Absolutely.
Is there a product that is better than another, or does it go back to that advice you said earlier about it just depends on your situation? Is it a 30-year? Is it one of these shorter-term mortgages? What are you suggesting to people?
You know, what I suggest to people, number one, is go back and do your education. I was looking at an article yesterday, and it was talking about the FHA is lowering their insurance premium, which is fantastic. But what it also said in that same article is more manageable for many young home buyers than accumulating the 20% down payment banks require for conventional mortgages. Banks don't require 20% down for a conventional mortgage. Banks require 5% down. So it goes back to your education. Some people, to get back to your question, like the 30-year. Here's my payment. In 30 years, I'm going to pay it off. Statistically, people own their homes 5 to 7 years. You can't tell someone when they're going to move. But if you look at the age range of their kids, are their kids going to school? Are their kids going to college? Are they going to be empty nesters? They're not going to keep a 4 or 5 bedroom house when their kids aren't there. They may, but it comes down to comfort on your payment too. A lot of people come in and say, here's what I want my mortgage payment to be. What can you do for me?
So we get this all together. We have our rate locked in. We've got a package going with you. We get to the point where we're almost ready to do the deal, and all of a sudden it falls apart. This is another story that's happening this week, is that suddenly all of these agreements, sales agreements, are falling apart. Are you seeing this, and why is this happening?
It's not all, because all would be bad. Few is good. Few is good. And you do see some of it, and it's kind of sad, because you see people that find their dream home. They go through the process. They get approved. Appraisal comes in. Appraisal comes in. If it comes in low, it's time to renegotiate. But then you have an opportunity on the other side. If that seller can't afford to sell it at that lower appraised value, the deal's done. The other where you see them falling apart is home inspections. You could find your house, it could appraise out beautiful. You get your home inspector, you may find out you need a new furnace, you have a leaky roof, a lot of expensive items that may happen.
One of the statistics that I want to add to this conversation is this Trulia says that 3.9% of homes that moved from for sale to pending moved back to for sell again, meaning that agreement fell apart for some reason, nearly double the rate in 2015. Here in a time when we're talking about better regulations and removing regulations and making it harder or easier to do whatever it is that we need to do, where does this fall into that conversation?
You know, it's one of those things, even on the home buyer's side, some home buyers do not listen to their lender. I mean, at Associated Bank, they'll come in and we'll tell you, do not go buy furniture, don't buy a boat, don't buy a car, don't quit your job before you close on your house. On your credit report right now, which is probably maybe the last year or so, prior to closing, they will do a soft pull on your credit. If there's alerts that there's been credit pulled, we'll have to do a full credit. And you have people that will go out and make outrageous purchases. And if their loan to value, or if their ratio, I'm sorry, their debt ratio, meaning what they make in comparison to what they spend, is really tight, something pops up on their credit that they bought a new car, it could completely knock them out of the box. So it's not always appraisals or home inspections. Sometimes it's the borrower not being coached right by their lender.
This story about these agreements falling apart seems to be all the stories I'm seeing, at least they're mentioning in California, the West Coast. Is this a geographical thing too?
I think it might. You know, California prices were some of the highest run-ups, and they really did get hit. You're looking at, we were just talking yesterday, a buddy of mine was looking at moving out to California. He changed his mind when he saw the home prices. Yeah. And if you look at the average income in that area compared to people that want to move out to that area, you just can't do it. I think that had a run-up on the increase in value a lot quicker than some other areas.
We have another question for you, too, about this announcement Monday that the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is cutting insurance premiums on FHA mortgages. What's going on here?
They are cutting it 25 basis points from 0.85% of the mortgage to 0.60%. It's actually in effect for people that refinance after January 27th, and that is going to save about $500 a year on a 30-year fixed $200,000 mortgage. So about 1 million borrowers are going to save money. You know, and that's why that goes back to the education. People think, oh, I need a 30-year. I need a 30-year fixed. I got to save 20%. Well, like we just talked about, no, you can do 5% if you qualify and if you can do FHA. I don't want to say credit challenged. FHA has a little lower credit minimum, but what people have to understand is banks have what they call overlays. So even though FHA may say you can get a loan if your credit score is 550, call your bank and see what the overlay is, because that risk then falls on the bank. So the bank is going to say, great, FHA says 550, we're going to say 660. So again, it's the conversation and it's the education you need to have with your lender and your realtor.
Is this a parting gift from the Obama administration, or is this just the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development trying to tick up some of these mortgage applications?
No, you know what it is. They actually, the funds have recovered. HUD's funds have recovered. They've gained over $44 billion in value since 2012. So it's the second consecutive year since 2008 that the reserve rate exceeds the required level by law. So they actually have too much money in their piggy bank, so they're lowering it a little bit.
John, I wish you the best this year as well, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, buddy. You got it. Have a good new year.